Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there rises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Verses 1 through 10, all of Psalm 112. Thank you, Father, once again for the many blessings that are ours as we take time to open your word and spend time one-on-one with you in the word each and every day. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to have a growing hunger for your word. Help us to be wise enough to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives, our whole world with your precious and powerful word, and thus fill our world with your grace, your peace, your mercy, and your joy. Empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would help us to become more unsatisfied with the things that are only of this world. Heavenly Father, help us to be more present with you, with your Holy Spirit, with your word, with the ways you've called us to live. Heavenly Father, I pray that we'd be more active and more obedient, Lord. Thank you so much for your grace and for your mercy, because Lord, I know we've fallen and messed up in so many ways. And thank you that we can love because you have first loved us. I just pray that you'd give us more strength to walk out more boldly in our everyday life. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to say a word of thanks to those that email us to get copies of the articles that we share. You know, we're glad to get a chance to share them, and we get quite a good number of requests, and so I want you to know we're glad to send you the specific articles that you request from a given broadcast, but also, if you think of articles from past broadcasts that you know you'd like to get copies of, we're glad to share them with you, so please keep requesting those. We're glad to share them with you. Our encouragement to you is that you'll read them for yourself, that you'll use them as discipleship tools for the discipleship of your family, but also that you'd forward and share them with fellow church members, family members, persons you may work alongside, saved or unsaved persons. They're seeds to plant in the lives of others as well. And remember, it's very easy to forward an email. So we invite you to partner with us in doing just that. Here's one of those articles from the AFA Stand we'd like to share. This one's entitled, Redeeming the Time with Our Children. Again, Redeeming the Time with Our Children. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Again, Ephesians 5, 16 through 15 through 16. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Again, Proverbs 22, 6. And then Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Isaiah 54, 13. And then Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. Again, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Psalm 127, verse 3, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Again, Psalm 127, verse 3. And then once again, Matthew 19, verse 14, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Again, Matthew chapter 19, verse 14. Let the children come to me, Christ said in Matthew 19, verse 14. Our Lord Jesus took time with children and blessed them in his earthly ministry. We're wise to be sure and do the same. Our children, once they arrive on the scene, immediately begin to grow and grow fast. They're born into the world, and oh, how time flies. A few days after they're born, you blink your eyes and they're graduating from high school. Again, how time flies. We as parents have our children for a few days, and then they grow up and are gone. So we're wise as parents and ministers that work with children to make the most of our time with them. In other words, we must redeem the time. We must use the time we have with them very wisely. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Again, Psalm 90, verse 12. Yes, we need to redeem the time with our children. Yet a critical question is, how do we do that? What are things we can do to redeem the time with our children while they're growing up in our homes? The following are a few discipleship projects or goals to pursue in the midst of discipling our children. They're tasks that can encourage spiritual growth and maturity in our children's faith. In other words, these are things we can do with our children to help us to redeem the time with them for the kingdom of God. One is, have each of your children read three chapters from the Bible aloud to you every single day. If you're a grandparent, you could have your grandchildren to read three chapters aloud to you daily by phone if you need to do it that way. Coming up with a way to reward them so that they'll be further motivated to read for you can often be a wise approach. Next, pray daily with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them daily. Pray the Ten Commandments with them daily. Pray Psalm 91 with them daily and reward them to memorize each of these prayers and other similar prayers and allow them to lead the prayers sometimes. And we'd encourage you also pray the prayer of Jabez with your children daily and the prayer of Isaiah with them daily as well. And just for your information, the prayer guide that we provide called Kingdom Prayers, the prayer of Jabez and the prayer of Isaiah are both found there along with a number of other Bible-based prayers as well. Another task, assign them mission tasks daily. Some possible mission tasks could include calling granddad or grandmom or an elderly person in the church or in the community and read a chapter from the Bible aloud to them by phone. Call them and pray for them. Go to the store and give out gospel tracts. Also, give your children a cash incentive to read a book about a missionary. Pray daily with your children for ministries and missionaries. Have each of the children memorize the Ten Commandments and recite them aloud to you by memory. Discuss the meaning of one of the Ten Commandments on a daily basis and talk about how a Christian is to live that commandment out in their lives. Next, have Bible quizzes with your children. Figure out a way to give them prizes for correct answers. Also, give your children incentives to memorize passages of Scripture and recite them aloud to you. Another suggestion, reward them for reading the whole book of Jonah out loud to you, the book of Ruth, the book of Mark, Philippians, etc., some of the shorter books. These are just a few ideas. You probably could quickly come up with a much longer list. A key goal for us as parents, grandparents, and Christian leaders who work with youth, etc., is to make planting the Word of God into the hearts and minds of our children a high priority. The Word of God does so much for all of us and our children. It saves us, guides us, molds us, shapes us, and we could go on and on with the many benefits and blessings of being a student of Scripture. The Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when your child is reading the Word of God, he or she is spending time directly with Jesus himself. And remember, the Word of God, Jesus, heals all the ills of life. Let's be wise stewards of our time with our children. Let's do all we can and should do to introduce them to Christ, and guide them to live their whole lives for him. There's no better life that our children could live than a life lived closely and faithfully following Christ intimately. Let's redeem the time. Again, the title of that article, Redeeming the Time with Our Children. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. We're grateful and honored to have with us in studio today, Ray Manning. He's the area representative for Lee County for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
That's great. Great to have you with us today and an honor to have you in. If you'll take a few moments to at least start to introduce yourself, we'll be coming up on a break kind of in just a few quick moments. But if you'll just start out, introduce yourself, and then we want you to tell our listeners, many would know what the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is, FCA, but some may not as well. So would you start off by introducing yourself to our listeners?
Yes, I'm Ray Manning. I grew up and currently still live in this northeast Mississippi area. And Lee County is Tupelo and other small county towns like that. And there are 8 high schools and 7 middle schools. Mm-hmm. And I have representation in each of them with volunteers. And our mission through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is to see every coach and every athlete in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if someone listening is thinking to themselves, well, I've heard of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and I'd really like my child to be involved, but my son or daughter isn't much of an athlete. How could I get him involved?
Yeah, so we have what we call a multi-sport huddle. And so all of our Bible studies are called huddles to have a consistent sport theme. But we meet campus-wide with students, teachers, coaches, at least once a week in all of our schools to get together for prayer, for Bible study, and training for discipleship.
So you don't have to be an athlete
don't
to
have
be
to
a
be
part
an athlete. No, sir.
Okay. Even if you're just no good whatsoever, you're okay to plug in.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. All right. But we're coming up on a break in just a few moments, though. But on the other side, on the other side of the break, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for our listeners that they'll have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast, because we may have many people who God is calling them to become faithful intercessors, people who will diligently pray for the ministry of FCA, others who God is calling them to either be on staff or volunteer. So we want to invite you to pray that way on the other side. Again, our in-studio guest is Ray Manning. He's the area rep for Lee County for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
music of Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life and the only way to eternal salvation. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Ray Manning. He's the area representative of Lee County for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA for short. Ray, as we begin this segment, I'm going to ask if you'll take time to pray for our listeners to have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast as we share today.
Yes. Father God, I just thank you so much, first and foremost, of your Son, sending your Son, the grace that you have given and mercy that you have given us. And Father, I lift up each and every single listener, God, that you would speak to them, that you would, Holy Spirit, you would move through them, you would lead, God, and direct them, Father. You would give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to feel what you feel, Father, that they can have impact and influence in the areas of their life. And if FCA can be there in any way to help them help others, I pray that FCA would be there to fulfill that for them. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, I do thank you for Ray and thank you for his fellow staff members who are part of the ministry of FCA, both locally and in our state and in our nation and in the world as well, in other places as well. Thank you for FCA and all the work you've called it as a ministry to do. And thank you for all the volunteers that work with the ministry as well. Father, bless Ray and each of his fellow staff members and the ministry as a whole. Bless them indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. And Lord, more and more raise up people who will give financially to support this great ministry, this great work. Raise up more people that will pray daily for the work of FCA. And raise up persons that will, that you're calling to either be on staff or to volunteer to work with this ministry as well. More and more, help them to have ears to hear and help them to respond fully in the ways you'd have them respond, to be a part of or be supportive or working alongside the ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ray, if someone listening wants to learn more about FCA, or if some of our listeners feel led to give to support the work that you're doing, or just to learn more about the ministry, to become more better informed intercessors, prayer warriors praying for the ministry, tell them about the website and how to get in touch.
Yes. So we do have FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, is an international ministry now. And so if you are listening to this, no matter where you are, you probably have a FCA representative either in your county or in your town, in your city, definitely in your state. You can go to FCA.org, and at the very top there will be a search bar, and you can type in your city or your state, and it will bring up a list of everybody that is close to you. And so you can get involved that way by just contacting them. We are always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for prospective staff members, of people who would want to come on and join the ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. If you're in our local Tupelo area, we are actually in our team is in a time of prayer now, looking for somebody to be involved in elementary schools. And so Lee County has a lot of elementary schools, a lot of small pocket schools, Thomas Street and Lawndale and all others that are just kind of smaller elementary schools. And we would like to have FCA presence in those elementary schools. And you might think, well, there's not athletes there. No, but there are people that need to know the Lord. And so that's a hole we want to fill. And so having someone come on staff that can coordinate all of the elementary schools that we have here in Lee County is something that we're praying over and looking for God to give us guidance in who that might be.
Okay then. Well, will you share with us some, Ray, about how the Lord led you to come and be a part of FCA?
Yes, so FCA is a ministry that has done tremendous work in my life that I didn't realize until I was an adult. Mm-hmm. I went to a very small 1A school. There was, I think, maybe 200 people from K to 12. Very small. There was only 26 people in my graduating class. Mm-hmm. And we had FCA. It was mostly student-led that I remember. But at the age of 14, my mom taught at this school, and she was like the only person that had keys to certain buildings. And so I was always the first kid at school. And so I would get to school, I would go in our attendance center building. So it was, everybody was in one building. And so I was in this building, and I walk on down and I see my junior high basketball coach light on in his classroom. He's already there. And I go on down and to see him, and he is at his desk in Bible study. Mm-hmm. And it was odd to me as a 14-year-old who was saved at the age of 9 at a vacation Bible school. But I never had discipleship. I never had anyone kind of teach or grow me in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And so he was the first one to really teach me about discipleship, give me a plan. And I later have found out that he was our FCA sponsor at the school. Mm-hmm. And so just that right there brought me into FCA.
So would it be correct in your own walk then? So, and this, I'm asking this for just for clarification, but also to make a point as it relates to people. So you didn't really have a whole lot of discipleship per se at home.
At home, no, sir.
But you were, this coach was the instrument the Lord used to begin to really disciple you, help you to begin to really grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was through that interaction that I understood and sought discipleship, because he was asking questions, and he gave me an FCA Bible. And just, you know, through that, the Holy Spirit was convicting me of how little I was being in obedience or following the person that I called Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And so through that I got plugged in more at my church. I was on our leadership teams, and then I was on FCA leadership teams in high school. But when I got into college, I assumed, just like most people, that FCA is only a high school thing. Mm-hmm. It's something that we attended, but it's not anything more. No, it's really a lot more.
Mm-hmm. It was at just the college you went to as well?
It was. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not over it now at our local community college, but I am facilitating it until we find someone else to be there. But just FCA's mission, like I said earlier, is to see coaches and athletes in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church. Mm-hmm. And we're doing that. And how we do that is we call it an E3 model. Mm-hmm. So we engage, we equip, and we empower. Mm-hmm. So we engage people through sports and through personal relationships, getting to know coaches, getting to know athletes, living life alongside them. So that's how we engage them. Then we equip them with scripture. We equip them with the gospel. And then after that time of equipping, discipleship, then we empower them through resources and aid to go and make disciples themselves. Mm-hmm. So it is a growing map that we have, of where we pick people. We say, I'm going prayerfully. I'm going after this individual, this coach, and have them then present the gospel to their teams. Mm-hmm. Mm. One thing that we're seeing here in Lee County, so there was a school, I don't know, I think I'm allowed to say the school, Guntown Middle School. Mm-hmm. Our FCA huddles were relatively small. It is just a middle school. Mm-hmm. But a new sponsor, so that is our contact with the school, who is a volunteer through FCA who works on campus, was one of my former students when I was in collegiate ministry. Mm-hmm. Goes there, and now the entire school meets for FCA on Friday mornings in their gym.
Praise God. That is neat.
And the amount of salvations that have happened through that is in the 30s or 40s of just this very small middle school meeting together, to where the administration saw how much of an impact this was happening on his school. Mm-hmm. To where Friday's FCA can cut into class time. Mm. So he's like, this is what is important. This is
Praise
what is good.
God.
And so that is happening in other schools in our area. and other counties of where is FCA is growing because the kingdom is growing.
Ray, that's tremendous. I really appreciate you sharing that. That's obviously the work of the Holy Spirit working in that school as an example. But you say, again, this was someone who was one of your former students or disciples, more or less, from college then. And it's just the way the Holy Spirit works. He uses one person to disciple another, and they in turn disciple others. And that's the way God wants to build his church and his kingdom as well. So praise God for that. Father, thank you, Lord, for the great work that you're doing through the ministry of FCA. And thank you for the many lives that are being touched. Father, more and more, move upon our listeners to pray much for the work of FCA, to pray for all the children and the youth and the teachers and the administration who are touched by this work. And more, help the church to come alongside and support the work of FCA in all the ways you'd have it to do just that. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, Ray, can you share maybe another testimony or two that comes to mind that really helps people to better understand what FCA is about and why they should pray and be supportive of this great ministry?
Mm-hmm. One of our biggest missions is coaches. Billy Graham said a long time ago that a coach will have more influence in a person's life or more influence than most people will in 1 year than they have in their entire life. And so a coach was very influential in my life. Mm-hmm. And
what sport?
We only had baseball and basketball and track. It was very small school, but he was my basketball coach and he was the track coach.
Okay. And he had the Lord used him to really impact you in quite a few ways then.
Yes. And so we do everything that we can to minister to the coaches. FCA, we have what we call a coach's timeout. So it is a marriage retreat for coaches to have a weekend together, spend time in God's Word, and grow closer together. And so we invest a lot in our coaches because of a story that we have here in Saltillo is a soccer coach having devotion with his soccer team every practice, bringing in other individuals to speak and talk to his team. And then what has happened on that team is that there was one individual who was living contrary to the gospel, living a very lost life, and admittingly saying that he was lost. But what happened is that his coach was diligent, and then the other team members that knew the Lord were also intentional in their relationship with him. Mm-hmm. To where last semester he came to trust in the Lord for salvation, be baptized and join a church, and is now, I'm just hearing report after report of him going to camp, of him going to youth camp, being involved, getting plugged in, and is now reaching out to his lost friends, not to just join a soccer team, but come to our devotions at soccer practice. Mm-hmm. And just seeing a coach who was like, you know what, our sport is important, but the kingdom is more. And so just having that intentionalness to present the gospel and using FCA to do that, using our resources, using us if anything comes up. I have leadership teams that are student-led at our schools. And so July 28th is something that listeners can pray for, is that we're one particular school, we're having a prayer walk and worship service on July 28th. Then at one school, and then on August 2nd, we're having a worship night and prayer night for that school. Two of my other schools, we're currently planning out events to have the community come together and walk over this school to pray for its teachers, to pray for its coaches. Mm-hmm. And all of that is led by Fellowship of Christian Athletes, students who realize the importance of prayer, the importance of having relationships for the purpose of growing the kingdom.
And FCA, Students Fellowship of Christian Athletes, works strictly in public schools then?
Public schools, so I have started, so what is today?
Wednesday.
So on Monday night, I have met with some of our homeschool associations, and so now in Lee County, we are also involved in homeschool athletics as well. So public schools, college, and homeschool.
Okay. We'll pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Ray Manning. He's the area representative of Lee County Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll be right back. Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Ray Manning. He's the area representative in Lee County of the FCA, that is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Ray, one more time, if someone wants to learn more about FCA or get in touch with you, if they are interested in maybe volunteering or maybe looking into being on staff, tell them how to do that.
So FCA.org is where you can go and just type in your area, and you will see who all, what representatives are in your area. But if someone wants to specifically support me or even join my prayer team, so I have a team of people that I text regularly, at least once a month, but oftentimes more than that. And they are my prayer team. They are people that I know that are prayer warriors that will go before the Lord. And so if someone wants to join that, they can send me their information to rmanning@fca.org.
And, you know, I really do expect probably there are people that God, who are listening right now, God is calling them to either be volunteers or maybe to come on staff. And, you know, when you serve Jesus, you don't ever have to be bored. There's always exciting work to be done all the time. Ministry is everywhere all the time as we simply follow the Holy Spirit. So share some more stories with us.
Yeah, so there is a soccer team that one of my leaders on my FCA discipleship program, a student who said, I'm going to lead prayer with the opposing team at the end of all of our games. And it was really difficult at the first, but I encouraged her to stick with it. Mm-hmm. I said, continue to pray. Get more of your teammates out there on the middle of the field. And now, all of last season, so 2 seasons ago is when it started, but all of last season.
This was a girls' soccer
team. This was a girls' soccer team.
And she wanted to go pray with the
opposing team.
Opposing team, okay.
And regardless of win or loss. And what has happened all last season is that every team that they played met them in the middle of the field to have prayer. And just to see, because most of the time when parents are tired, players are tired, coaches are either celebrating or fed up. But just to have that time of where just extended prayer and then seeing that kind of just tidal wave back into the stands of where people aren't just leaving now or rushing to their car to leave or get home. They are standing in the stands praying with a group, opposing teams, and I'm standing in the middle of the field praying and just watching that, seeing that on social media and being there myself. It is just feeling the Holy Spirit work there is just fantastic.
And so what's happening there is much more important than the game that they just finished playing.
Absolutely.
Praise God. That's good. And one young lady initiated that?
One young lady initiated that. And it has even spread to, so she plays other sports. And so the leadership team also are now doing that with the other sports that they're in. And so it's growing. It's now become a culture with the girls soccer team. But now the other sports that my leadership team is involved in, that culture is growing as well.
Ray, you need to help us get in touch with her so we can get her on a broadcast to talk about that too. That's exciting. That's powerful. Praise God for that. Father, whoever this young lady is who's listening to your Holy Spirit and being used of you to touch not only her fellow teammates, but athletes from other schools as well, Lord, use her more and more, and more and more do the same kind of work amongst the children that that you're touching through the ministry, through the outreach of FCA. And we thank you for the ways the Holy Spirit is doing things like that as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. All right, another story.
Yeah, so we have leadership camp every year. And so what happens, the entire state of Mississippi will reach out to students, athletes, non-athletes, come together, and we're going to have a leadership camp that is sports-minded, but kingdom-minded first. And so it's very competitive. It's very it's hot. It's in the middle of summer. But what we have seen this year is that we had, I believe it was 28 salvations at that camp. There were 350 students there, and what we encouraged all of them to do is to go back to your school and break the huddle. And so what we mean by break the huddle is that you've all seen teams get together and say, all right, one, two, three, break. Well, so they gather together for the purpose of get a game plan. All right, let's figure out how we are going to go execute. Like, and think of sports movies. They all get together. They have their chalkboard. They're trying to figure out, all right, we got to do this. We got to do that. And then they say, one, two, three, break. So at leadership camp, we gave them the plan. Now we said, now go back to your school, huddle up with your team, talk about the plan, and then go do ministry on your campus. And so we want to increase what happened last year. So in our six-county area, in the greater Tupelo area, we had 478 salvations in 2025.
Praise God. That is great. Praise God.
Our six counties. And so what we want to see is those individuals who came to know the Lord, a lot of them were at our leadership camp. And we want them to go back and break the huddle and do ministry on their campus.
And evangelism and discipleship as well.
And so most people think of FCA, or in our area, churches have influence in the schools within our Bible Belt area. But that's not the case in every state. But what FCA really is, because there might be people listening who's like, well, cannot my church go do this? Yes, but what FCA is the vehicle to allow your church to come in and do ministry. So even if you're like, I would like myself and my church to be involved, FCA has the legal team. We are a recognized club on campus. And so we can do a lot more because we are inside with a sponsor who works at that school. than just a church who is outside can come in. And so churches can get involved. And one thing we're starting here that I would like people to pray over is I'm having churches adopt teams this semester. Mm-hmm. And so Sunday schools and say, hey, there's a team that we're going to minister to. We're going to adopt. We're going to feed. We're going to build a relationship with that coach. Mm-hmm. And so how that happens is that they would contact, that church contacts me or that Sunday school contacts me, and I take that Sunday school through FCA training. Mm-hmm. Then once they go through that training, they are able to go into the school, minister to that coach and to that team. And we just want to see coaches and athletes grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ and his church.
That's neat. That is neat. Now, how many nations is FCA in? Do you know?
We want to be in all of them, but I don't know off the top of my head. That information is out there, and you can. But I know. So our area also partners with FCA in Africa. And so there are certain countries that we are engaged with. In Africa, and even to the point they have contacted us and they said, hey, if you can give us a ball, we can change a village. And so we have created a FCA One Ball. And so what that is that it is a ball that has the gospel on it. And we, $15 will get them a ball. And so we raise money throughout the year through our students to send balls over to Africa so that our FCA sponsor or area rep there can go from town to town, village to village, and present the gospel through sports.
So, but you're in quite a few, a bunch of nations.
Bunch of nations,
bunch
yes.
of nations. Okay. Okay, that is great. That is great. Our time is almost gone, Ray. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or if they're interested in, they're thinking about becoming on staff, thinking about maybe becoming a volunteer, or just want to know better how to pray for FCA on an ongoing basis, tell them how to do that.
If you want to be on my prayer team, reach out to me at my email at rmanning@fca.org. If you want to figure out who the area rep is in your area, go to just fca.org and type in your city or county. If you want to join, financially, give to FCA. We are a self-funded ministry, so we need people willing to give to the ministry so it can keep going, and you can also take care of that at fca.org.
Okay. Would you take 30 seconds just to pray for the church to come alongside them in FCA like the Lord would have them to?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you so much, again, for all that you do. And God, I just lift up churches. I lift up members. I lift up your church, God, that they would see the opportunity. They would see the need. And God, that they would facilitate and use FCA to just grow your ministry and grow your kingdom. In Jesus' name.
And Father, too, thank you for the church. And thank you for the many ways the church can pray and intercede for the great work of a ministry like FCA. Raise up many more intercessors who will pray daily for Ray and his fellow staff members and the ministry as a whole. And Lord, I pray that you raise up more FCA ministries that will go more so into many more schools to share the gospel, to do the work of discipleship, to impact that school for Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord, thank you for the great things you're doing. More and more help the church to give of their finances, give of their prayers, and give of their volunteer force to help support the great work they're doing. We thank you and praise you for the ministry of FCA. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Ray, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you've never made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to be saved. If you want to make that step, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer and give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I can be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you daily. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch. We'd like to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow and grow strong and vibrant in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. If you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, the title, Redeeming the Time with Our Children, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get a copy to you. Again, please pray much for Ray Manning and his fellow staff members and the overall ministry of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes worldwide as they do the work of building God's kingdom amongst our children in schools and otherwise. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Join us again next time.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.